and a happy Thursday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's on it.
I love it.
There's a lot of love.
Who doesn't love a Thursday? It is the second day of the 10th month of 2025, 275 in, 90 days left to go until 2026.
Whoa.
Which sounds like the future. Because it is.
Do you think we'll get organized by then? Or like really, really fit?
It's going to be a really, really eventful 90 days.
Oh,
I'll just put it that way.
You guys aren't doing anything crazy like putting each other on crazy diets, are you? Don't do that.
Do you think that's going to work with me? No.
I mean, Arby's would be suffering.
29 days until Halloween, 33 until daylight saving time ends. Today, otherwise known as National, Heatherly, National Name Your Car Day. Something that you enjoy doing.
I know. I mean,
you never settled on one, did you? You're just not feeling it.
There's a lot of, I've kind of revisited it with the whole elephant thing yesterday, like Lady Bird. I think she'd make a cute little birdie. Wow. Or the Yellow Rose.
How long has this kid went without a name? This is awful.
Not really. It's an expensive kid.
They all are. They all are. It's National Fried Scallops Day.
I mean, if you want to get them fried, that's you.
But it's one of those foods that, like, before the age of 20, there's no way that's going to make the palate list.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, as you get older, you eat weird things sometimes, it feels like.
Yeah, and they have to be done perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Like a shrimp.
And nobody knows how.
And there's
That's it. It's National Brow Day.
Ooh, brow game strong.
Custodial Workers Day.
Amen. Thank you.
National Smarties Day.
Like the candy?
Yeah.
Or just being smarty pants?
No, I think the candy. Wonder if that would float. National Non-Alcoholic Beer Day.
Klaus Steiler.
And National Produce Misting Day.
What if we have produce that is unmisted?
I'm pretty sure that is one of the scariest things that can happen in daily life. Is you're just there, you're just trying to buy a stupid bell pepper, and all of a sudden...
I know!
Just get...
Why are you attacking me over my celery?
You go through an emotional experience with the lady next to you. It's just a whole thing. I know. 1950, the Peanuts comic strip appeared in newspapers.
Fabulosity.
In 1955, Alfred Hitchcock premieres on CBS. And 4 years later, 1959, The Twilight Zone premiered.
So it's a weird day.
Yeah,
TV
but
history.
In the middle of it, 1958, that's when Yogi Bear resorted to crime for the first time. Yogi Bear stole his first picnic basket in Jellystone National Park.
Yeah, and after all these years, people still leave food around. I'll just put it in my trunk.
Boo-boo saw it all.
He's so cute.
Gene Autry, we lost him on this date in 1998, and likewise for Tom Petty. Notable birth dates on this date, Gandhi, Groucho Marx, DeFord Bailey, who laid down the first ever tracks there in Nashville. And born on this date, the voice of the Bob Wills and Texas Playboys, died in Fort Worth, 2019.
Wow.
Leon Rausch. And then the great Chris LeDoux. Can't believe it's been 20 years without Chris LeDoux now. Holy cow, lost him in March of 2005.
Is it okay that I'm still not okay with that?
Oh, yeah. That's something that'll never be okay. Thursday birthday cakes to slice up. It's weird that they include this, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. I'll just read Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child. That's what they called Joseph Baina, 28 today.
He appreciates that.
Sure, that's a moniker. Do you think he puts that on his LinkedIn?
I don't know. He's full of love.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator's love child.
I know. But
it is Custodial Workers Day.
Have you seen the kid?
I have
he's
not.
28.
I know
exactly
very
kid,
little
but,
except when this... originally happened 28 years ago or whatever.
That is 1,000,000,000% the spawn of Schwarzenegger. Yes.
Kind of hard to hide that.
He's built like a Mack truck.
It's not the tumor. Tiffany is 54.
Is she alone now? I
hope she thinks
she's not
she
alone.
Is. She's probably in a mall.
Yeah, that's where she sings.
Kelly Ripa is 55.
She talks a lot. She used to be a soap star.
55 today. Lorraine Bracco, soprano, 71. Sting is 74 today.
He's retired from the police.
Yeah, not the wrestler. Yeah. And then bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Mr. Don McLean is 80. That's a good one right there. All right, we look to the tank, which, as previously mentioned, is currently already full.
We're ready for it.
So we'll applaud Thursday. What goes in? Coming up next.
Real Country 92.1 KFM.